From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. For the first time, Russian warplanes used an Iranian airbase to attack Syrian targets. U.S. defense spokesman Colonel Chris Garver in Iraq said the U.S.-led coalition cleared the way for the Russian planes to carry out their missions.
The Russians did notify the coalition as per the Memorandum of Understanding for Safety of Flight. They activated that system as we have in the past. They informed us they were coming through, and we ensured safety of flight as those bombers passed through the area and toward their target.
The Russian aircraft took off from the Hamadan Air Base, located about 300 kilometers southwest of Tehran. In Washington, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said the Russians are not just going after militant groups like Islamic State.
It's unfortunate, but not surprising or unexpected. And I think it speaks to the continuation of a pattern that we've seen of Russia continuing to carry out airstrikes, and now it appears with Iran's direct assistance, that at least purport to target ISIL and Daesh targets, as well as Nusra targets, but in fact predominantly target moderate Syrian opposition forces.
Moscow said the strikes hit five large warehouses with weapons, ammunition and fuel, and training camps of Islamic State and Jabhat al-Nusra terror groups in Aleppo, Deir ez-Zor, and Idlib. Zambian police arrested dozens of opposition protesters after incumbent President Edgar Lungu was declared winner of last week's hotly contested election. The opposition's charge was tainted. The opposition United Party for National Development said the narrow victory will be contested in the country's constitutional court, likely delaying Mr. Lungu's inauguration. Electoral Commission results show the incumbent taking just over 50% of the vote, bypassing a second-round ballot. This is VOA News.